Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York. Rocket Mortgage understands that it's not just a mortgage. It's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save a bunch of money. Switch to Geico. Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. All right. We're in L.A. for Spence Porter tomorrow night at Staples. Call your cable operator. Order the fight on pay-per-view. It's also on the Fox Sports app. From Fox Sports, our good friend in L.A., Aaron Torres, joins us. And you can hear him on the Aaron Torres podcast as well. And you can hear him on the bench regularly talking college football and college rack. How you doing, Aaron? I wish you were down here. I know you're busy. We almost ran into you here. You were going to come down and hang out with us tonight, but I'm still glad you're on the show.
Scotty, promise, next time you guys are in L.A., something came up tonight. I got to be up early tomorrow. I know it's still early for you because you're still on that East Coast time, but unfortunately for me, you know, listen, next time it'll happen, I promise.
All right, it's good to have you on. I got a lot of stuff I want to talk to you about, college football.
Sure.
First of all, the Penn State beating of Maryland tonight, 59-0. They're ranked 12th in the nation. How dangerous is this football team to go? You know, literally, they go to College Park and they put, I mean, just absolutely took their girlfriends from them.
yeah, no, listen, I mean, the crazy thing about Penn State was I really didn't think they looked all that good through the first 3 weeks of the season. You know, they play an FCS team to open, and then last two games, they play Buffalo, they play Pitt, they get outgained in both of those games. We know the weird deal at Pitt, where Pat Narduzzi elects to go for the field goal down. So, you know, all the weird stuff. And so I was pretty underwhelmed by them. Now, look, are we a little bit too excited about Maryland off of one win against Syracuse, and maybe Syracuse isn't that good? Absolutely. But I thought it was a totally, you know, positive statement for Penn State, obviously, to win the game the way that they did. But, you know, they're also a really young team. Listen, you know, their starting quarterback, obviously, Trace McSorley leaves. Tommy Stevens, the backup, transfers to Mississippi State. They lose a bunch of other guys. And so you kind of just bury them before the season starts behind the Ohio States, Michigans, Wisconsin's, whoever. And maybe they really are just a really young team that's getting better every week. That seems to be the case. And, yeah, as you said, Scotty, blackout at Maryland did not work out well. Penn State just dominated tonight.
I mean, that was humiliating. And then, yeah. I got to tell you, like, I've always questioned on the show the Maryland-Rutgers ads to the Big Ten. And I think, frankly, tonight's a really bad look for Maryland. What do you think of Arizona State-Cal? And my question is this. Do you think that Herm, because he's in year two now, and he's doing a hell of a job, there's just absolutely no denying it. And this team of his has been holding teams under 14 points. It's a 7-7 game at the draw. And I got to tell you, it's a good game. Do you think he'll keep coaching in Tempe for, you know, years to come, or do you think it's a short run for him there?
Can I go back to Rutgers and Maryland for a second, Scotty?
Yeah.
And go back to Arizona State.
Yeah.
Listen, because I was going to say, you know, I've been covering college sports for a while. I'm a young guy. But I remember when this wave of realignment happened. I said, there are a lot of college athletics programs that are selling their souls for money. And I remember saying West Virginia, listen, I know the Big East doesn't exist anymore, but when West Virginia went to the Big 12, I said, like, West Virginia will never compete for a national championship again in my lifetime. And we saw it this year. Dana Holgorsen left this offseason, and his argument was basically like, dude, I can't compete with Oklahoma and Texas. I could compete with Pitt. I could compete with Syracuse. I could compete with Boston College back in the old day, but I can't compete with Oklahoma and Texas. And so I think we're seeing the same thing with Maryland and Rutgers. Listen, what was the ceiling on Rutgers? I don't know. But Maryland, when they were in the ACC, they won ACC championships. They went to Orange Bowls and major bowl games and all that stuff. So it's crazy. I think it's one of the things that hasn't been talked about throughout this realignment kind of wave. By the way, interesting game tomorrow between Nebraska and Ohio State. Will Nebraska ever get over the Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan hump? I don't know. We can get back to Arizona State if you want, man, but I just thought it was such a good point by you, Scotty. It's something I've been saying 7-8 years now. I get why some schools made the moves that they did. It was for financial reasons, but you know the fastest way to not make money in college athletics? Don't be competitive on the field, and I don't see how this ever gets better for Maryland or Rutgers, as you mentioned, when you got to play Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan every year.
You know, I've had Aaron Torres with us. I've had Tim Brando, the governor, on my show for years, and he's always lately been selling me on Scott Frost and Nebraska that he thinks they'll win a national championship. He thinks they'll win Big Ten championships, and I think he's absolutely drunk. I think Nebraska should be in the Big 12, and they should have never left the Big 8. They should have never left that conference. I think they look ridiculous. I'm just being honest, in the Big 10, and I think tomorrow they get their ass beat.
Well, I agree with you on tomorrow. And Ohio State, man, like, first of all, I'll say this, is I think Ohio State may be the most complete team in the country right now. I don't know if they're the best team. I think still Clemson, if Trevor Lawrence figures it out, like, I think their ceiling is probably higher than anybody's. Alabama probably not far behind them. But Ohio State, top 10 in every defensive category. Justin Fields, 13 touchdown passes, zero interceptions, et cetera. But the Nebraska point is so well-founded, and I know Tim, too, and I love Tim. I think he's great at what he does. But, you know, I watch college athletics now, and it feels weird. It still feels weird 6, 7, 8 years into this Nebraska to the Big Ten experiment. And when you look at Nebraska, when you look at who they were competing with in the Big 12, they recruited Texas well during their kind of their glory years and all that stuff. And now it's tough to sell a Texas kid on coming to Nebraska when his parents and his aunts and his uncles and his brothers and his sisters can never see him play. So I'm with you. Listen, I'll say this. I think Scott Frost is as well as Nebraska can do or will do for the rest of our lives, Scott. I don't know what that means. I don't think it means national championships. It's really, really, really hard to get to the level of Alabama, Clemson, whoever else, but it's especially hard when you have all the geographic disadvantages. And like you said, like I said, I think leaving the Big 8, the Big 12, that Midwest foot, or I guess you would say Southwest / Midwest footprint for the traditional Midwest, Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, whatever, I think it's been a bad move for them. It hasn't worked out. They haven't been competitive. I'll tell you a crazy stat, Scotty. They haven't finished the season in the top 10, and you and I are old enough to remember every year competing for national championships. They haven't finished a season in the top 10 since 2001. That's a long time ago.
No doubt about it, Aaron. Aaron Torres with us. Auburn has been very impressive, if you ask me, that offense of theirs. They're home against Mississippi State tomorrow. Are you buying or selling Auburn this year?
You know, it's tough. I mean, I'm buying them on being better than I thought they would be. But I still, listen, first of all, I'm still not sold on how good A&M is. But I still go back to that opener against Oregon. They get dominated for probably two and a half quarters. They do win the game. But the final play of the game, the Hail Mary, I guess it was probably the second or third to last play of the game, you know, Bo Nix tosses it up and it works out, but it probably wasn't the right play call from Gus Malzahn. And so I buy them to win tomorrow. I buy them to be an 8 or 9 win team, but I don't buy them to be able to beat the Big Three in the SEC, which, by the way, they play all three of them. They play at LSU, and then they play Georgia. They play Alabama to close the season at home. I like them. I think they're further along than I thought they would be. I think Bo Nix is better than I thought he would be. I don't know that them winning at A&M last week sells me that they're on that level, that they're the top 10 team that they're currently ranked as. I think they're good. I don't think they're LSU, Georgia, Bama good, though.
So Fink is going to go again for USC, and he looked fantastic against Utah. Now he's got to go up to Husky Stadium to take on Washington. How do you like his chances on the road there with USC and the Huskies?
Well, I think it's definitely a tougher deal. And the one thing I will say is that Washington can move the ball. First of all, to go back to the game, and I know you guys were on air during that game last week against Utah. You know, every statistical measure says that Utah should have won that game. They outgained them, more first downs. They fumbled the ball in the red zone when they were driving in for a touchdown right before the half. And so I'm not sold, and I'm not like a anti-Clay Helton, you got to fire him, he's the worst thing ever, but I'm just not sold that that game last week was some incredible testament to USC, you know, vaulting to the top of the Pac-12. I think Washington's really good. Going on the road is going to be tough. I'll tell you this too, Scotty. I don't know if you had a chance to watch last week against BYU,
but
Jacob Eason, I'll tell you, man, we're talking about all these transfer quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Justin Fields at Ohio State. Jacob Eason was throwing the rock around the field, man, and that's a guy that people forget was the number one ranked quarterback coming out of high school a few years ago. Obviously, he ends up at Georgia, loses the job because of injury. But I'm telling you, man, that kid looked really, really good the other day. I think that USC struggles with Washington for many reasons, including because of Jake Eason.
So let me ask you about Virginia. They got a great pass rush. They're 4-0. They're going to South Bend. Notre Dame just played Georgia as tough as anybody could in Athens. They're going into it 2-1. I think they're laying like 12 or something in that game. Will Virginia get to book like they've been getting to everybody else and make that a great game, or is Notre Dame going to rub them out?
Yeah, you know, this is one, you know, personally, I'm just going to stay away from. But I do think there's you know, a little bit of an after effect of Notre Dame. First of all, Notre Dame really wasn't playing that well going into that Georgia game. We're giving up all kinds of weird chunk plays against New Mexico the game before, and they did not look like a top 10 team, you know, prior to that Georgia game. Now, to their credit, they played really, really, really well between the hedges. But I think losing that game the way that they did, being on the cusp, losing another game against the top 10 team, you know, I worry about kind of their mentality coming back. And Virginia, like you said, Scotty, really good defense. You know, they're coming off kind of a dud of their own, but I think they were probably looking a little bit ahead to this Notre Dame game.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was close until late. I do think Notre Dame pulls off the win, but I think I like Virginia in the point.
How about Jalen Hurts and that offense at Norman? .676 a game is insanity. They're taking on Texas Tech, and every time these teams play, it's over 60. The number's 69.5. Another wild one in Norman tomorrow?
It'll be interesting. You know, Cliff Kingsbury, as you may have heard, you know, he's gone. He's in the NFL right now. Don't know that. I think he'll have much more success in the NFL than he's had in college, but you know, Texas Tech is trying to play this defense, and, you know, they still throw the ball, but not like they used to under Kingsbury. I think this one could be a little bit more low scoring than, you know, I think the casual fan might think. You know, Texas Tech, they've only played one Power 5 team all year. That was Arizona. They only scored 14 points. But to their credit, they only gave up 28 points. Now, listen, they still lost by two touchdowns. It's not a good look. But, I mean, you know, I don't know how many times they've given up 28 points to a Power 5 team the last couple of years. So, defensively, they are significantly improved. You know, and I just think it's going to be an interesting watch. I think Oklahoma is going to win. I'm just curious to see, you know, Texas Tech has this new coaching staff, emphasis on defense, basically going away from the air raid and everything that Cliff Kingsbury did. More than anything, Oklahoma wins, and I think they win comfortably. I'm just kind of curious to see. I think it might be a little bit more low scoring than a lot of people think.
So Indiana's going to East Lansing against Michigan State, and the Spartans are ranked, but they shouldn't be, if you ask me. But Indiana's got this Michael Penix kid, the quarterback, but he's missed the last couple of games. They won't say what the injury is, because as if anybody gives a rat's ass what Indiana's injuries are. But they're, it looks like, you know, if they're not going to, they won't announce if he's going to play or not. But if, you know, he doesn't play, Peyton Ramsey will go. But Indiana's averaging 300 yards a game or more passing the ball so far in a Big Ten. So Allen's offense is clicking. And I don't think Michigan State's that good. Is that game going to be better than advertised because Indiana has been so far been able to throw the ball?
Yeah, I haven't had a good read on Michigan State all year, or maybe I just haven't had – I take that back. I haven't had the right read. I've given them too much credit, thought they would perform better against Arizona State than they did a few weeks ago. I just don't think they're very good offensively, and I don't think that, you know, the fact that they put up some points against Northwestern changes my opinion on that. You know, listen, the thing with Indiana that I don't think people realize – outside of the Ohio State game, which I kind of shared with what I think about Ohio State, I think they could be really good. Indiana's looked pretty good through these last couple weeks, and they're 3-1. All three wins are by double figures. So, listen, I wouldn't be surprised because, one, like you said, Scotty, I think Indiana moves the ball a little bit better than a lot of people think. And on the flip side, like, I just don't think Michigan State's very good. I mean, Michigan State's kind of one of those weird teams where, you know, I've seen the articles start to pop up, and I think they might be fairly accurate of, you know, has the offensive part of the game passed Mark D'Antonio by? I think it's kind of fair when you consider that this team was abysmal offensively last year. He refused to make changes. They were banged up by the end of the year. They were fully healthy coming into the year, and they don't really look all that much better. So that's a long-winded way of me saying I think I agree with you in that this one's probably more competitive than people think, and I'm just not buying Michigan State. I don't think Michigan State can win any game that's not, you know, 14-7, 14-10 kind of deal.
All right, Aaron, killer stuff. I'm glad you got to come on tonight and talk college football. I'm psyched for another big weekend of action. And it's a good game going on still. Third quarter, 7-7, Arizona State and Cal and Berkeley. Thanks for coming on the bench tonight. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, Scotty. I always appreciate you having me, man. We'll speak soon.
All right, Aaron Torres of Fox Sports and the Aaron Torres Podcast. 855-212-4CBS to join us. We're in Los Angeles. Pick it up, dial it, and dance, and go with us. This is CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, we're back in L.A. 855-212-4CBS to get on the bench. Good to have an Aaron Torres on. So, yeah, Cal just scored to take the lead on Arizona State. It's been a really good game. There's a lot of football left on this one. 9 minutes left in the third. I just polished off that Chick Forella Carver High. Did you eat yours?
Not particularly. A couple bites. It's all good.
So it's still in reserve?
I got it over here.
And a
cold, that was like a last-minute audible.
Going to be like a cold finish?
Yeah, that was like a last-minute audible going to that after we tried the $35 pizza. Get it delivered.
I'm not paying $35 for a pizza, honestly.
I mean, if they would have gave us like a pizza and wings and something out, like
and
a,
some weed,
like a whole like tray, like a table of food, maybe we would have
like a
went
like
for
a
that.
Giant blunt. Here's a blunt to right. go with your pizza yeah. and a beer for $33. Now that's
it was
a deal.
It was either $35 for the pizza or they all closed at 9 o'clock. That was the deal with the pizza.
Listen, when I was here for the Wilder Fury fight at the Staples. Literally, because I was staying in the Biltmore, and I told you, we couldn't get any food ever after 11 o'clock. Nowhere. Literally, I walked so far, I was on Skid Row. And then I ended up, remember I told you, I went to the corner.
Right.
I went down the block to the corner, and there was a pizza place, and he was open. And we just couldn't believe it, because we looked everywhere. We walked all around here. It was all closed. This is at 11 o'clock on a Friday night in downtown Los Angeles. It is a ghost town. So anyway, I go into this pizza. There's a cop there. Do you remember? I told you
yes.
the story. So there's a cop there, like a street cop in L.A., and they're riding, like, motorcycles. And I'm like, hey, what's up, dude? And he's giving me the eye like I'm doing something. And I'm like, I'm walking up to him, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, how's it going, man? I go, what's up, Blue? And he's like, what's up? And he, like, gave me the
thought
look.
It was weird you were in there.
He thought it was weird that I said hi to him and that I asked him, you know, or, you know, how you doing or whatever. And then I said to him, I said, is it going to be crazy here tomorrow night with the fight? And he said, what fight?
Yeah.
And I said, well, the heavyweight championship of the world is 2 blocks away tomorrow night, a sold-out Staples for the heavyweight champion all over pay-per-view all over the world. He goes, I didn't even know there was a fight.
Well, let me just.
And then I go, well, it's Wilder Fury. And he, who? And I'm like, are you serious? And the guy's like, I've never heard of either one of them.
Yeah, well, we've
And he goes, I got bigger fish to fry. Thanks.
Yeah.
But he was cool. He was like, have a good night. I go, see you later, Blue. And he went off about his way.
We've talked about that, not just with that fight, but with this fight as well.
That no one knows him.
Right. which is obviously a, you know, an issue.
I think it's great that we have been able to have the stones to just say it instead of playing like that they're not. You know what I mean? Like playing like they're some celebrities or something. It's true. It really is that no one's ever heard of any of them. If you're a boxing fan, you know who these guys are.
If you're a hardcore boxing fan, you know who the guys are.
Right.
If you are the casual sports fan.
Everyday Joe.
They don't know who these guys are. As good of fighters as they are, it's just not big enough anymore. They have no idea.
None.
Spence and Porter are.
Zero.
Nobody knows.
They know more about Chick Ferrella.
There's only two names right now that you could say them and people would be like, oh, that's a boxer. Pacquiao and Mayweather. And Mayweather doesn't even fight anymore. Those are the only two guys you could say to the average sports Joe.
Some guy, like, did you see the guy that wrote that I don't know what he wrote. He said something about, like, there's a face mask.
15 more.
So your guy said, he said that was the best interview ever, the one I did with Mayweather. Do you remember when I did the satellite feed interview with Mayweather?
Yes.
At the Grand Garden Arena.
I do remember.
It was
that.
Really good. And then I got him to start talking about who to bet on and college football on Saturday.
Because he just walks in with the whole suitcase, you know, the little gym bag with like $300K in it.
He walks in,
places it down on the table.
So he'll go around with he'll go around literally with like three duffel bags filled with $100,000 each
and make three separate $100K bets.
And he'll go to three different sports books and make the bets because most of them don't like people that walk in with $100,000 or more than that to place bets. They freak out because they think they're sharps or that they're playing them. And also, you know, the skinny is that they're not interested in you winning.
No.
So if you are in there and they know you are a sharp or they know that you're a player that can win, they won't even let you in the sports book.
No.
They don't. They'll tell you to leave. They'll walk you out. Go somewhere else. We're not taking your action because we already know about you. And then you got all these people in Vegas that brag that they're one of those people.
Right.
Like we know some of
them. We know some of them.
We know some of them that go around telling us how big they are.
And they have to go and send somebody with their duffel bag to go place the bet for them.
Whatever, you lying tool. I know you're a liar. Your picks suck. You couldn't pick your nose in a traffic jam.
These guys just can't keep. At least he caught it. He looked like he was going to drop that one, too.
They're moving the ball.
They are moving.
He ran it back 50 yards, and he got a face mask, so it's like a free. Do you remember last night when the Eagles and Sanders ran that back 67 yards? That changed the whole game. They were down 10-0, remember?
Yep.
And then that changed the whole game. They went down and scored in like five plays, and that was it. That was a really good game last night.
It was, and it's rare that you get that on a Thursday. How many nights on a Thursday are we sitting in the studio?
My buddy's,
it's an awful game.
My buddy, you know Robert, he's a big Eagles fan.
I'm sure he texted you today.
Well,
They're back.
Well, he said it was the best game of the year in the NFL.
I mean, look.
It really might have been.
It's week four, I guess.
But it might have been so far. What game can you remember
to top? The Saint-Texan game was pretty good, the first Monday night game.
That was good.
Where they both scored in like the last minute. Right. That was pretty good.
Do you think that guy can win a Super Bowl, Deshaun Watson and Hopkins? Like, because I think they're very dynamic, those two. I mean, really dynamic.
Probably.
If they got a couple
more pieces.
See, the
problem is, I can't believe that anybody in the AFC can win until those other two guys are gone. Until Brady and Bill are gone, I mean, at least specifically Brady, until he's gone.
God, aren't you sick of it?
Who isn't?
Oh, my God.
I'd
rather have the flu for 6 months. Like, I'd rather have literally bubonic plague. And I'd rather have my feet sawed off by a lawnmower than to put up with it.
Honestly,
I don't even like the league anymore. The way they just win.
Mahomes and the Chiefs had one of the greatest years ever last year. 50 touchdown passes. They had the game at home. They still couldn't beat them. Who's beat them? Until they're gone, I don't believe anybody's beating them
ever. Meanwhile, you have to play him on Sunday.
I can't wait.
So, meanwhile, this guy's rushing home. Your boy is—he's literally. Oh, look who it is! Jesus, he's the last guy I thought I'd see rolling around the hallway up here at this hour. I mean, my God, of all people to be in such a powerful position to be hanging out here with the minions down in the majestic room. Bruce Binkow, I have seen it all. So where was I? Here's the deal.
Oh, me
so
going
you're,
home, yeah.
He's rushing home. He's taking a red eye home. He's flying home so he can get his ice and beer ready for the Patriots-Bills. which could be the worst tasting beer you've ever had if they're down, and the norm is them to just roll you. I mean, it is just one, well, six straight. They just roll you.
Six straight. They've only beat them twice in Buffalo since Brady's been in the league.
So when you went touchdown Arizona State, when you watch them and they're playing that game, how unsafe are your wife and daughter?
Yeah, you know what it is? I go into these games with the Patriots with such low expectations.
Right.
That, like, it doesn't even faze me anymore. Like, if they lost, like, 45-10 on Sunday,
right,
I wouldn't even break a
sweat. All right, let's go back to New York, and we'll get an update. We got Jonathan Davis here from the rock band Korn. He'll be performing live on the show. And he also talks a lot of NHL. He loves hockey. Great singer.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, we're back in L.A. And Jonathan Davis joins us, our buddy from NHL Radio. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing great. How are you?
It's good to see you come down here and visit us in L.A. at the Intercontinental. Thanks for coming down.
Hey, my pleasure. What else am I going to do on a Friday night?
Right, like, well, usually perform live in front of throngs of fans with the rock band Korn.
You know, don't get me started, because that got me into a lot of trouble, because I would get a lot of phone calls at my house.
Really?
Young girls, and my wife was like, who the hell is this? I'm like, I'm trying to explain to her.
She didn't know what it meant.
No, she had no clue.
She's never heard of him.
No.
Meanwhile, he's huge.
Huge.
I mean, he's just enormous. And he's evolved, that guy. He's done
a little bit, yeah.
Well, he's done Korn, and then he's done some, like, other projects.
Yeah, yeah, but he's still doing Korn. They're still putting albums out.
They're no joke.
Yeah, they're still making records.
They still sound pretty thick.
They're still touring. They're still doing the whole deal.
I'll take his salary.
No, probably. Listen.
So we were talking last night about the, believe it or not, the Maple Leafs.
Shocking.
Somebody called up and was, you know, our buddy Andrew in Boston was talking. He's a gigantic, obvious Bruin fan. And he, you know, we got down to, he kept talking about how they had everyone under control contractually, that they're loaded and that they're going to be a beast. And then Carver High said, every team that goes to the Stanley Cup Finals and loses, and I use San Jose and Nashville as an example, when the Penguins beat them, they were never the same. And, you know, everybody said Nashville was going to go back to the Stanley Cup Finals because they had the great crowd and all this, and they went backwards.
And then Vegas
last year. San Jose, same thing. Vegas next year. I thought Vegas got shafted in the playoffs, but they still lost any way you slice it. But I think they're a really good team. Do you believe, because I said that maybe it's finally time that it actually could happen, that Toronto would finally beat them and go and pass them, because I think they have all the firepower to do it, and everybody says they don't have defense. Do you believe that it's still Boston easily over Toronto, or do you think they could pass them?
Game seven, if it's in Boston, I'll take Boston. You know, I think the Maple Leafs' problem is it's still defense, and I don't know if they're any better than they were last
year. How do you not shore it up? I mean, what are they doing? Like, how do you not realize that you have a significant problem on that end of the ice?
Because you spent so much money on your big four, Marner, Matthews, Tavares, and Nylander.
And they keep doing it.
Yeah.
They have – all they care about is one thing, the scorers giving them all the money.
They would be – it would be great if they could move William Nylander. And get themselves a bona fide guy to play on the back end. But, you know, look, the Maple Leafs are in that win-now mode because, you know, Jake Muzzin's deal is up at the end of this year.
Right.
Cody Ceci's deal is up at the end of this year.
Right.
They're, you know, they have to win now. And unless they're able to find a way to move some pieces. And, you know, look, the whole Austin Matthews situation going on in Toronto right now is a bit of a circus. You know, and... It's just, you know, look, he's a 21-year-old kid that made a mistake.
Who cares about that? That's so stupid, like, that they've turned that into an international
incident.
But
you know what,
I don't think it even matters. It's embarrassing, but it's like I just said tonight that if the Bills beat the Patriots, I'm going to run naked through the lobby of this hotel, okay? I promise I'm going to run naked through this hotel, completely naked for 500 yards if they win the game. So who's worse, me or Austin Matthews? He pulled his pants down with his underwear still on. Who cares?
It's not what he did. I really think that I think he and his agent and his family made a mistake. They just should have told. They should have told their boss.
They kept it hidden.
Yeah, that was dumb. It was.
What do you mean?
They didn't tell the Maple Leafs. They didn't tell Dubas. They didn't tell the Maple Leafs
that he was in trouble.
They found out the same day everybody else did. The other day when it came
out.
So
that's what made him mad.
Right.
Yeah, that's the problem.
He just doesn't trust those Canadian people.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I mean,
some kid from Arizona? Why would he trust a bunch of people from Ontario? Honestly. So do you that's going to blow over like this weather system here in L.A. That's ruined our weekend. Let me ask you about another thing. We've been talking about the teams in New York. So they've all gotten better. The Islanders were already better. They kicked my Penguins' ass in the playoffs, and
they're going to be better. Penguins will be better.
Yeah, I don't think so. And then I'll tell you the Devils with all their draft picks and the luck that they've had with the draft, I think they are loaded. I think Heeshire was way overrated. He was average at best. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he didn't have a great second season.
2 years in, he went down.
But he's still a kid.
He's got all kinds of talent.
Right.
But then they get,
Well, getting Hughes this year
is huge.
For them to win the lottery again and jump up.
But
the
then the Rangers with Kako and they have and they get Panarin Bread Company
and Trouba.
So all
don't be so excited about.
No, not especially with what they're paying.
But all three, of them have the ability, in my view, to have a good hockey season in New York, whatever you want to call it, New York, New Jersey.
I would rank them Islanders, Devils, Rangers. I think that
I would too.
Yeah, and with Jack Hughes and Heeshire and Taylor Hall playing for a new deal, and I really like Corey Schneider. Like,
why? Because what did he? Because I know he's done better in the preseason, but he had what did he have surgery?
He had hip surgery.
So his hip was bad when he was getting lit up.
It takes a year, at least a year, to recover. And if you take a look at his numbers. Post regular season, the international tournaments that he played in the preseason, he's back to being Corey Schneider. I think that the Devils are going to be a team that is going to be knocking on the door and has a chance to, I don't know who they knock out because, you're battling with Florida and maybe it's Carolina that falls out. I don't know.
It's so tough, that division. There's so many good teams.
Yeah, but I think that I think that definitely the Islanders and the Devils are going to make some noise. The Rangers are going to be better. Just having Panarin and Kako.
Are you surprised that Panarin, seriously, that he was valued that high?
No, not at all. I talked to someone from the Blackhawks, and I asked him, I said, would you give that guy an 8-year deal? And he said, absolutely. He says, that guy is a freak. He compared him to Patrick Kane from a work ethic standpoint, conditioning standpoint. He said, I don't care how old he is. At 36, I think, when his deal runs out, he wouldn't be concerned.
Didn't he start there?
Yeah, he started in Chicago.
Yeah.
How did they let that go?
Yeah, that was
salary.
A tough trade.
They needed a
after they
so
won.
So after
they
won,
everybody.
So the LA Kings and the Blackhawks both suffered from that. And do you think the Penguins too?
I think that no.
Having all that money and winning those cups, it catches up with you?
I don't think so much.
Is it worth it? You know what I'm
absolutely.
Saying?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Look, I tell my son, he's by the time he was 12 years old, he was in the building for two Stanley Cups. I said to him, if you don't see another one again, you're fine.
Yeah.
Like seriously, you're fine. So the price is worth it. I think the problem, Pittsburgh had a lot of issues last year. And I think that Geno Malkin's going to be better because he seems to be so much more recommitted. He was embarrassed about last year. They're, having Phil Kessel out of that situation.
Is it true that he hated him?
They did not. Yeah.
So that makes no sense to me. I will tell you this. I like, I like the Penguins more than my family. But I have seen him multiple times literally go through the motions on the ice where he just takes the night off and just is like, I'm going to skate my shift and I'm not even going to sweat because I'm getting paid so much money. I don't give a rat's ass what happens tonight. I have seen that guy.
He cheated the game last year.
Absolutely. He's admitted it. But that is BS.
It is.
That is absolute BS for what they pay him. That guy goes through the motions.
He looked like it in the Islanders series.
I don't believe for 1 minute that a guy can turn it off and then slip like he did and then turn it back on and be some world you know, world-class goal scorer again. He's already started to slip. A lot of people think that he's, because he never scored like that before. His numbers were terrible. And you're telling me he's going to go back to being the guy that he was and light it up? I don't believe that.
It would not surprise me.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Okay.
I really don't, because once a guy starts letting it, that he just doesn't care, and then he tells you he does. He's like, you know, I had a really bad year. My whole goal is to get it back. It never happens. Once they get to the point where they're no longer a rock star, then they're just a crappy cover band. Yeah. It's that simple.
But you've had bad weeks, months. Maybe
people said to me that when the Penguins lost, I got a lot of abuse from this guy and everybody else when they lost and they got their ass beat. I'm walking around. People are yelling at me in the gym and everywhere I go. And you know what I say? You know, my 5 Stanley Cups. You know, you can say whatever you want about me for the rest of your life. I saw the Penguins win 5 Stanley Cups, and I saw them win back-to-back twice. Who has done that? Back-to-back twice and 5 Cups. They are already, no matter what anyone says, they are already one of the greatest franchises in NHL history, none.
No question.
Any Islanders with 4 straight. There's only a few teams.
Montreal.
You can give the Kings and Blackhawks that kind of juice that they won the 3 or whatever it was, right? Didn't they both
three
win
for the
three?
Hawks, two, no, for the,
two,
yeah.
2 for the Kings, 3 for the Hawks. You can mention them. The Red Wings have had that juice. The Edmonton Oilers have had that juice, and the Penguins. Yeah. And I don't care what anybody says. You win 5. I don't even care if they win another one. Right. I really don't.
No, I agree.
It's just like you said. You saw 2. Your son.
Yeah.
He's set for life. I'm already set for life. I'm a pimp with 5 Stanley Cups. I really am. We're talking NHL. With Jonathan Davis, the lead singer of Korn. I'm just kidding. It's Jonathan Davis. He's even better from the NHL radio on SiriusXM. It's Pharrell and a Bench. We're in Lipstick City.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.